Life in general is not perfect, but I believe a motivational spirit and a positive outlook on life, as well as following Jesus Christ, can make a huge impact on life. I'm Mason Foxworth / Foxy Notes, and I'm here to share with you guys my motivational spirit and my positive attitude about life. And this is the Power Positivity Podcast. So let's spread positivity, y'all. What is up, fellow listeners? Welcome back to another podcast by yours truly, Mason Foxworth / Foxy Notes. I know I've been MIA, I've been super, super busy, and I went on a little hiatus. But I'm back, y'all, and I'm ready to share some great stuff with you. For this podcast, I'm going to share with you guys about strength. I'm going to share some quotes and verses that inspire me to keep fighting the good fight. And I'm here to tell you guys, strength is not about having muscles and being physically active. It's all about being able to keep fighting the good fight. And I know the Lord and Savior will help keep fighting for you because He loves you dearly. And that's what the Bible says. Fighting the good fight is all about believing in yourself, believing in the Holy Spirit, and He will guide you through anything. And now, I'm going to share some quotes with you guys and some verses. So, let's get started. Okay, guys, here are the quotes that I'm going to share. And this is the first one. Mastering others is strength. Mastering yourself is true power. That is so good right there. Mastering yourself is all what is most important. Because how can you keep fighting the good fight if you don't master yourself and believe in yourself? And personally, that really motivates me. Me, because I was not always as strong. I was very shy growing up, but the Lord and Savior taught me to be stronger in my faith, and also to be physically active as well. Not only to build up my self-esteem, but to learn to keep fighting the good fight physically. Here is the second quote, you guys. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. That is so good right there. That is a very good one to keep, have that constant reminder to believe in yourself. It may not always be easy because, hey, we all know that life is not perfect. But believing in yourself and the Holy Spirit will definitely guide you through the ways of life and help you to be successful no matter what the cost. Being successful is all about keep fighting. And I believe that very much. Da-da-da-da! Time for the third quote, you guys. And it is, this is the mark of a really admirable man. Steadfastness in the face of trouble. That is so good right there. That's one thing I personally pray for every other day. Steadfastness. Because it's important to have that to be be physically active in your faith. And steadfastness will definitely help you be more bold in your faith and just help build up some self-esteem and as well as the Holy Spirit. Here's the fourth quote, you guys, and this is one of my personal favorites about strength. And it is, the past is your lesson, the present is your gift, and the future is your motivation. That is so good right there. Learning from your past mistakes is just a better way to build up yourself. And I really believe that even though it may be painful in the past, the present is now, and your future is brighter with God by your side, which is so good. Quote number five is, we do not have to become heroes overnight, just a step at a time, meeting each thing that comes up, seeing it is not as dreadful as it appeared, discovering we have the strength to stare it down. That is so good right there. People just assume that we have to become heroes right away, but that's not true at all. We have to learn. How can we be good masters if we don't learn it step at a time? And how can we be better leaders as well? Taking it one step at a time is important to master yourself and also just to master strength. Because as you grow and grow every day, your strength builds up as well as your faith. Here's the final quote, you guys. It's quote number 6, and it is, "A hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to preserve and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles." That is so good right there. Strength is about tackling impossible situations. As the Lord says, "Nothing is impossible with me by your side." That's what the Bible says, and you should not be afraid to tackle any situation. Because I believe that strength and endurance and motivation and your faith will definitely guide you through the ways to become stronger as a person, a leader, and as well as a fellow Christian. Alrighty guys, I just shared some motivational quotes that inspire me to keep fighting the good fight. And now it's time for my favorite part. Bible verse time. So get your Bibles out, everybody. And I'm about to share some verses that will inspire you, that inspire me. So here's the first one. The first one is Romans 15:5. "May the God who gives you endurance give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had." That is so good right there. Christ Jesus all wants us to be happy because he believes in us and he loves us. That's why he died on the cross to save us. To save us from sin, and he shed his blood because we are his children. Okay guys, here is the second verse, and it's in the book of John 16, and it's verse 33. And here's what it says. "I have told you these things so that in me you have peace. In this world you have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." That is so good right there. He wants us to have peace in our lives. He doesn't want us to suffer. He wants us to keep going, which is why we should be more bold in our faith and trust God for what he has planned for us. All right, guys, the next verse is in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, and it's verse 10. And it says, "Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is the strength." That is so good right there. He doesn't want us to be in pain. He wants us to be filled with joy, peace, confidence, courage, and of course, love. So don't feel bad. He's always with you. Here is the fourth verse, you guys, and it's one of my personal favorites. It's in the book of Psalm 121, and it's verses 1 through 2. "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." That is so good right there. God created this world to help us be at peace and just to be free from sin and regret and shame and He doesn't want us to be anxious or fearful. He wants us to be confident in our faith. Okay, you guys, the next verse is in the book of Exodus 15, verse 2. And it says, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my good, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." That is so good right there. Praise God for everything he does. He gives us victory, accomplishment, and he wants us to continue to grow his kingdom and grow his family as well. Alright guys, the next verse is in the book of Isaiah 12, and it's verse 2. "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength, my signs. He has become my salvation." That is so good right there. Remember, he is your strength, your motivation, and your Holy Father. Anytime you feel down, just pray and just talk to him, because prayer is a one-on-one conversation with God. So don't be afraid. Talk to him, and he will forgive you and free you from whatever you're feeling. Alright guys, this is the final verse, and it's in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, and it's verse 10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. That is so good right there. He made us who we are because he loves us. He's our Holy Father, and he created us all. He wants us to continue to grow the family and the kingdom. So remember, his Lord, his love is your strength. Alrighty, guys. I hope this podcast really inspired you about strength and how strength comes from within and how the Holy Spirit gives us extra strength. Y'all have a great day. Stay positive. Stand firm. Believe in the Holy Spirit. And have a great rest of your day, y'all. Let's continue to spread positivity and God's love. Foxy Notes out.